Ashura is commemorated throughout the Islamic world, but the day is of particular significance to Shia Muslims who remember the martyrdom of Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, and the man they consider to be his rightful successor. Ashura means 10th. It falls on the 10th day of Muharram, the first month in the Islamic calendar. Those marking the day wear mourning clothes and slap themselves as an expression of grief. Participants said the day is dedicated to remembering Hussein's heroic struggle to keep the faith from corruption, his battle against injustice and tyranny, and how that relates to the present.
Those things are still happening today, and that's why we try to remember every year what has happened even 14 centuries ago, and why haven't we changed as a people?
In the modern time, the main point is that, you know, people get back to, you know, we work every day, back to religion, and think about what we're doing now, and try to be a better person, to be honest.
What I can learn is peace. What I can learn is good conduct. What I can learn is good behavior with people. It doesn't matter where they're from. It doesn't matter, because at his time, when he was ruling, you had not some non-Muslims. You had Jews and Christians living in harmony and peace.
Many Shia relate Hussein's struggle against injustice to current issues. The Al-Bayt Society, which is named after the Prophet Muhammad's household at Imperial College London, used the start of the month of Muharram to highlight the shortage of clean water in the developing world. President of the society, Wasim Okra, says lessons can be learned from the martyrdom of Hussein.
Imam Hussein, who is the grandson of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon them, stood in the plains of Karbala in the deserts, fighting for this very cause, and that is one of justice and human values. And he was denied this very right, which was access to water. Not just himself, but the women that were with him and the children. Up to 2-month-old babies. So we can directly relate to this and seeing that the suffering that they went through, and relating that to today and seeing what's happening in the world today.
Ashura commemorations have been marked by violence in the past, in Iraq and Pakistan. However, Shia, living in Britain, were able to march in peace. Catherine Drew, VOA News, London.